WBAL News Radio 1090. Brian Niemann with you on this Monday morning. A lot of talk about building a new Bay Bridge. Where to put it is the big question. Of course, it's going to cost a ton of money, and whether it will ever get built is another story. But it's fun to discuss, especially where to build this thing. Michael Collins joins me now. He's a contributor to the MarylandReporter.com website. Navy guy, graduate of the Naval Academy in Navy Intelligence for many, many years. Great to have you on. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brian. Nice. Thanks for having me.
You talk about, hey, if you're going to build it, you know what makes sense? Baltimore County to Kent County. And I will say this. I'm in agreement with you that, you know what, let's not do it where the two bridges are now. Let's either put it up north or put it up south. But why do you think it's best between Baltimore County and Kent County?
Well, you know, there's a couple of good reasons for it. One, it's a historic crossing. It was one of the original location plans to go from Baltimore County over to Tolchester Beach. And it was because it was a historic steamship route. Most of the areas that were considered for bridges were historic steamship crossings. And when you look at it, it makes sense for a number of reasons. One is the channel depth and width. It's a small channel, and it's north of Baltimore, meaning you don't need to make a bridge as big as the existing Bay Bridge. Traffic to Baltimore coming from the north is coming through the Chesapeake and Delaware Canal, and so it's going to be limited. Two, if you put it where, say, at Sandy Point, where the existing bridges are, you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
One natural or man-made disaster can shut down all bridge crossings.
Well, not only that, but I always felt like that even if you get over the bridge faster, if you had six lanes going over, what are you going to do when you get to the other side? Because the highway there isn't six lanes, it's not eight lanes, it's not going to be able to, you're still going to have bottlenecking. It's just a question of where you're going to have the bottlenecking, before the bridge or after the bridge.
Well, right now, you have six lanes crossing the Severn River Bridge from Annapolis to Broadneck, and there are typically, you know, 6 mile backups on work night.
Right.
Those get even worse on the weekend. The transportation department did a study 10 years ago, and they estimated that a northern crossing would take 40,000 cars off of the existing Bay Bridge on a weekend day and 25,000 during the weekday.
All right. So you want to, if you build it in Baltimore County, where exactly would it where would it end or where would it begin in Baltimore County? Where are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know which they would do, if it would be a Sparrows Point type of area or in those areas. But, you know, if you think about this for a second, they're redeveloping Sparrows Point right now.
Sure.
FedEx is putting 300 jobs in there. Under Armour's putting 1,000 jobs in there. And I just MapQuested from Chestertown to Baltimore. You know, if you had a loved one in a hospital, under ideal conditions, it would take you an hour and a half and 76-mile drive. Going from Chestertown to Baltimore, it would be 26 miles. Chester Beach to Sparrows Point is about 12. And there's a lot of jobs that people can't get to from Kent County that they could have access to.
It would be a boon for Kent County, that's for sure, and maybe even Washington College, a beautiful part of Maryland that a lot of people haven't been to because it is kind of out of the way to get to. All right, before I let you go, you said it would be a shorter, obviously the Chesapeake is a little narrow in that part of the bay. How long would the bridge be? I mean, how far would it have to actually be in order to get from one side to the other?
Well, I think the study estimates that it'd be 7 to 9 miles, depending, you know, Does it go through Hart Miller Island and then hop over, or is it a straight thing? And it would probably, you know, I haven't seen any design, so I'm only guessing it would probably be a longer causeway with a bridge that gets to about 100, 110 feet high. Current bridge is about 4 miles long from Sandy Point to Kent Island, but that has to clear over 186 feet. That's a pretty high climb.
Well, it is interesting, you know, and you make a good case for it. Michael, good to have you on. I appreciate your time. Michael Collins is a contributor to MarylandReporter.com.